Christmas, humans. Here is a bonus cut. Consider it a present to honor your baby Jesus. Featuring Seth Morris, Joel Spence, and Brian Husky. Let's tell Christmas stories.
Folks, let's go. Well, do we have any Christmas stories that we want to impart here on this holiday special?
Ooh.
I don't think any of you are Jews.
No. Christmas.
Do you have a particularly bad Christmases probably stick out more than good ones, don't they? Because good ones is supposed to be what they all are.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I was talking about this on this show. Was I talking about Big Jim on this show? Yes, I was, as a matter of fact. This is my Christmas memories. This is two Big Jim memories. I wanted the G.I. Joe. Did you guys, like, come downstairs for Christmas and you'd run into the room and all the presents would be out there? Yeah. So there was the first thing was just what you immediately see. There's other presents that are wrapped up so you don't know them, but there's certain things like the bicycle or whatever.
The featured items,
they're out and you run in.
Yeah.
And that must be a horrible moment or a great moment for parents because kids don't lie. So there must be times when they see utter disappointment in the kid's face as they round the corner. Have you experienced that, Brian?
Last year, my daughter kept saying she wanted like a, you know, dollhouse. And the price range, there's a huge gap between like they're like $100 or $500. There's nothing in between. And if it is, you know, something in between, it's just like they're so cheap and so crappy. So we got one that was like $150 and we were like, okay, it has all the colors she likes. We got all these toys and stuff. And she played with it for a day. She played with it for a day and then we could sort of see her like struggling to kind of like it and be kind of like, oh, there aren't any stairs. How are they going to get upstairs? Dad, I can't get all the furniture in here. They're going to hit their head here. It was literally like she was buying a house. Like, this is not practical. this is not insulated. I don't understand any of it. And now that thing is a bookshelf in her room. But it was a thing, the amount of like emotional investment we put into it of like searching and going around and going, finding it at the store and stuff and setting it up and everything. But it wasn't that like immediate thing, but we just saw the slow decline. And the other thing I hate is with kids is like the about face of like, but I didn't get this or where are the more presents? That kind of like disgusting, greedy thing that I really kind of struggle with of like, more and more, like, I'm like, I don't want anything. I think we should each give each other one thing,
right?
You know, because it's like,
hey, buddy, thanks for coming over.
Yeah,
to give my kids, they love their uncle. Hey. Thanks for coming over, man.
Of course,
you're
of course.
Only here once a year. Hey, I want to I met you outside. I want to prepare you. They might be disappointed in the gifts.
What have they said something about
they're
the
just
last
at
one?
That age. That they don't get exactly what they want. So, you know, just prepare yourself for that. I see you brought some gifts.
I've got some fun stuff, but, you know.
We cut to by the tree.
Hey, Uncle Charlie!
Hey, Uncle Charlie!
How are you? There's my little Christmas elves.
You got a beard now.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, you guys are huge. You're so big.
Yeah.
Look, Uncle Charlie brought some gifts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, okay.
How long are you staying, Uncle Charlie?
Hi, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here 3 days.
Oh, great.
Yeah. You want to give him your gifts?
Yeah, here you go.
Child, wow.
And for you.
These are small boxes.
Well, take a look inside.
Good big things come in small boxes.
No, that's physically impossible.
Yeah.
Big things would not fit in small boxes, Dad.
Oh, well, I meant, well.
What do you mean? Conceptually big things?
Yeah, in your heart, they're big.
Well,
what do you got? Open them up.
Wait, time out. What the fuck is your problem?
Hey
Uncle.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Charlie, that's my son. He's like 12.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, well, he's a human being, and I'm your brother.
What?
What is the fuck is your problem?
Okay.
I'm going to take him back.
Don't take him back.
No,
don't
we don't know back. What's... Hey, man, what's your problem? I told you this might happen.
I'm sorry.
I have a plan. Do you guys not want the presents?
No, we want the presents. It's just...
Okay.
Everything we've been getting this year is smaller than we thought, and it didn't look like it was in the catalog.
You know what I saw on the way over here?
What?
Four dead kids.
Why?
Four dead children on the side of the road.
Did you report it?
Relax.
No, because I was on my way rushing over to get here to speak with my family.
That makes you a horrible person in my eyes.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll just take my presents.
No,
Charlie,
no,
get to your point. I don't like where this is going.
A lot of kids don't have any presents at all because they're dead on the side of the road.
Well, they wouldn't need them if they're dead. That's such a bad example. I mean, if you said that a lot of kids don't have it because they're poor or they live in a desperate situation, but if you're dead, it doesn't matter.
I think you get his point that they're less fortunate. Why don't we just give them the gifts back?
There is no
start over.
If you're dead, there is no fortune.
Well, they died. That was unfortunate.
But at that point, there's no question whether it's fortunate because
you know what,
Anders,
I guess I should have got you a fucking rock so you can sit around and think all day. Do you want to philosophize?
Hey.
You want to open
Charlie, just, you can make your points without cursing.
Yes, I want the present.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, let's all start over and just open the presents with a good attitude.
Okay.
What do you got, Brian?
I got a classic Rubik's Cube.
Why do you say classic?
Because they're not very popular right now. It's something that it was popular when my uncle was growing up, and now it's not as popular. So
the answer was because it says classic there on the label.
Well, it also said classic on the label. You're right, Dad.
I got a Fran Tarkenton jersey.
Do you know who Fran Tarkenton is?
No.
He was a scrambling quarterback in the 70s for the Vikings.
Well, more importantly, he was one of the hosts of That's Incredible.
That's true. Fran the man on That's Incredible.
Oh, you mean...
Do you enjoy that?
I would have preferred a Kathy Lee Crosby.
Yeah.
Isn't that equally as old? Something like
okay.
that.
Or Jim Davidson toaster.
Here we go.
Great.
Here, let me just take this knife and...
Why don't I cut my throat? No, don't die. Okay, let me talk you through this. If you do that, that's going to scar us, and that's going to make us feel like we caused your own death.
You would have.
No, but that's your own choice you're making right now.
No.
You can't hold us responsible for your own choice to end your life.
Here, just a little.
There's a little bit of... Okay, you're really close to the vein.
Charlie,
I think you made... Uncle Charlie, I think you made the wrong choice. Okay, let me
play with your Rubik's Cube.
I don't want to.
Play with.
I'm putting on the jersey. It sticks.
I can't get it to turn.
It has the packaging on it. Just
it popped off. The blicks popped out. I'm gonna change. Let me just change the sticker so I'll solve it faster.
What?
You're gonna cheat? No, it's not cheating. I just don't want you to kill.
I'm scrambling. Look, Uncle Charlie, I'm scrambling.
Look,
this guy's got a beard and bees. This guy has a beard.
You are bleeding so much, Uncle Charlie.
We cut to Uncle Charlie's funeral. Brian and Joel, everyone else has said something. I think it would be appropriate if you two said something.
Yeah, okay. When a life like Uncle Charlie's passes through your own, it really makes you question decisions not only that you've made, that they made. In reflection upon what he was trying to teach us, I kind of think he just killed himself in front of us.
Humans, remember the holidays are all about buying, so please go to mattbesser.com to buy his new stand-up album, The 6 Most Important Sets in the History of Stand-Up, starring Matt Besser. So don't be a Scrooge, buy an Improv for Humans t-shirt for your sister. I know she's been a bit chorlier, but now is time to remember baby Jesus by buying shit. Music by Bobby Matthews. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.